Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech Tavshin Pei. So we'll start off just by mentioning that tonight's shir should be Elizachus or Fu Shlema for Shalom Ben Maya Miriam. It's a little baby boy who had a bris this week, and he was in the hospital after the bris just because of some complications and needs a Rachamim Shemayim and Tfilos and Zechusim. So our learning should be Elizachus or Fu Shlema for him. So just to go over a summary of the Parshios, two of the smaller Parshios in the entire Torah, but the messages and the timing of being so close to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Nirayim, Yom Kippur, is so apropos, and then the way it was Masader, the Torah connecting to this time, and the lessons and the discussions, it's mamish, like, it's clearly meant to be and to teach us certain messages. So we know Nitzavim teaches us some of the most fundamental ideas of Yiddishkeit. That's just what it is, right? It teaches us about the unity of Klal Yisrael, the bris that's renewed at the beginning of the parasha. It talks about the future redemption, the Geula, Moshe warning of Galus, if we abandon Hashem's laws, and the constant repetition in the last couple of parashios about the importance of keeping the Torah and not going away from the Torah. And we know the famous pasuk, which we'll talk about, the practicality of Torah, how close it is to us, and how easy it should be for us. It's ki b'ficho v'vocho lasoso. Oh, shalom, Aaron. Shalom. It's good to see you. So the Torah is it's lo b'shamayim hi, which the Gemara learns out that we can't learn out from Baskol, that we can't learn out from shamayim, rather we paskin down here, but. You know, it's that pasuk is jam packed, and the mefarshim really try to understand a lot from it. It talks about bechira, obviously choosing life, v'acharta v'chayim at the end of the parsha, and it kind of goes then into vayelech, and it's interesting to always point out nitzavim and vayelech, right? Those are usually read together, or oftentimes they are, and nitzavim, the definition is to stand straight. Is to stand like a matzeva. Vayelech is to go, is not to be standing, but is to be moving. And in life, right, we're supposed to be holchem, we're supposed to be doers and movers and shakers and getting things done in Olam Hazeh. The malachim are the nitzavim, the people are those that are omdim. But it's always interesting to look at the contrast between nitzavim and vayelech and think about what lessons there are just in the titles of the parshios for us, in the fact that maybe sometimes in life we should be nitzavim, we should, just accept that which is being told to us, and Moshe Rabbeinu is giving you a speech. You obviously just stand there and you listen and you mekabel it and you accept the bris upon you with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then you gotta move forward with it. Vayelech, Vayelech Moshe. It's not even clear where Moshe went. The pasuk doesn't tell us. Rashi has a deeper amaska Vayelech Moshe. It doesn't comment. It's very strange. So it's very ambiguous what exactly where Moshe went, but it talks about the end of Moshe's, the last days of his life in Olam Hazeh, really. He says he's 120 years old, and he's not gonna be with them anymore. He's not gonna, he passes down the leadership to Yoshua, and, tells Bnei Yisrael, he entrusts, them and the Levim specifically to go ahead and to keep the Torah and the Aaron. The mitzvah of Hakel, a beautiful mitzvah, is discussed in the Parsha, where the king, reads from the Torah and everyone gathers together by the Beis HaMikdash. And it concludes in Vayelech with the prediction that Bnei Yisrael will turn away from, it's actually a bad conclusion, they'll turn away from Hashem and causing him to hide his face, to be hasder, to conceal himself. But also with the promise, though, that the Torah shall not be forgotten from the future, from the Zera Yisrael. So it's, very fundamental just yesodos that are brought down in this week's parsha. And we'll start off just by talking about this Shabbos. So this Shabbos, if you look in the Makaros, is brought down in the first source, Mayana Shel Torah, that it's really it's the last Shabbos of the year. We made it through a whole year. And I actually saw it circulating. I don't know if anybody here else has. I heard Rav Arieli in Queens, my cousin told me, who lives in Kew Garden Hills, said that the Chasim Sofer wrote, 150 years ago, 170 years ago, that the year Tavshin Pei was going to be a very bad year. And Tavshin Pei Aleph is going to be an amazing year. And I said to my cousin, I'd like to ask Rav Arieli where that is. Because you hear it, but I want to see it inside. And then my aunt actually, or WhatsApp group actually forwarded me the Chasim Sofer and Tzad. She I don't think she looked it up. She had it forwarded to her. My aunt's a very special woman, but I don't think she looked at the Chasim Sofer and Tzad. Someone forwarded it to her, and it was like a post somewhere, and it's phenomenal. The Chasim Sofer actually wrote that. He wrote in Tavshin Pei, it's gonna be a bad year. Mashbos Yaram Evyon, it's, and then Hashem's gonna pick us up out of the garbage can, and, hopefully we'll be zilcha to that. But, and here we are in the last Shabbos of the year. So let's see what ideas we can learn for this last Shabbos that we are going to go into tomorrow night, Mirtz Hashem, of Tavshin Peh. So, quotes, two ideas. One in the name of Yismach Yisrael, one in the Shem Shmuel. So, Be'inyon Shabbos Ha'achon Shal Shana, Muvu B'Shem Tzadikim Ha'kadmonim, Kasher Yorim Ish Es K'tzei Hamata, Yisurim Kol Hamata. If a person takes a stick in their hand, and they're holding a stick, right, I don't have a stick here, but I have my house line. So if you have your phone, and I pick up the phone from here, so the whole thing is picked up now. I pick up a stick, the entire stick is picked up. Kain kasher yitokin ish biyom ha'acharon yitukan kol hazman. So too says the Yismach Yisrael, when a person goes ahead and picks up the end, you pick the end up, so it's not like a seesaw, the rest goes down. No, the rest comes up with it. The entire year comes along with it. V'zeh ma shemuva yomim yotze v'lo echad bohem, zeh yom ha'shabbos, echad k'mo ha'miyuchad shebiyomim. At this day of Shabbos, it's the Yom Yuchad, it can go ahead, and in the Tana of Eliyahu, it's the day of creation, it's not the Echad Bohem, it's that day of Shabbos that has that power and ability. V'zeh she'amri yom echad b'shona chashuv shona, that one day of the year is considered like the whole year. Ha'nu yom echad b'kochol ha'ashir is called shona, one day, mamish one day, can go ahead and be machshiv the entire shona. So we uplift ourselves this Shabbos, specifically v'kol shekein Shabbos ha'achrono. This Shabbos, we go ahead and we make it a gevaldige Shabbos, we have extra kavanah in our tefillos, and we learn, and we go ahead and are involved in mitzvos and mechanech our children, and doing chesed for others. We mamish have the opportunity to lift up the entire year. It's brought down another sperm, it's misakein all the Shabbosos throughout the year, this Shabbos. So the Shabbos is a very, very powerful koyach to it that we should not let it just go by and slip by us, and all of a sudden realize, oh, we're in the week of Rosh Hashanah, but we still have an opportunity this Shabbos to really, really add on to this year before the year wanes out and leaves us. So Shemi Shmuel, the next paragraph, says a different idea. He says, why don't we say we know the Birchas Achodesh for Tishrei on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah? Right, it's the only time throughout the year for all 12 months that we're not Mevarech Chodesh, and it's pretty strange. You would think that of all the times for Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be Mevarech the Chodesh. Says the Shem Yishmo, Ki zeh she'mevarech in ha'chodesh u'lehamshech mikdusas ha'shabbos al ha'chodesh. Because what's the purpose of being Mevarech the Chodesh? The purpose of being Mevarech the Chodesh on Shabbos is so that when Rosh Chodesh falls out during that week, it has the Kedusha of Shabbos extending to it. It brings Shabbos. It starts off with Shabbos, with the Birchas ha'chodesh, and now it's mamshech into the Rosh Chodesh that's going to happen that week, that Kedusha of Shabbos. And on Rosh Hashanah, he says, we say, Zeh hayom tchilas ma'asecha, zichron liyom rishon, haynu kmo tchilas b'risa olam, shelo ba yidim shum hisarus, just like the creation of the world happened. It didn't need a hisarus. It didn't need the makor habracha of anything. It mamish came. Shari lohaya mishi orev, lohaya la kom ha'meshach me'ashabbos okadamas. There was nothing before, and there was nothing to be ma'ar. There was nothing that when the world was created, it mamish just came into existence. There was no Shabbos Kodemis to the world being created when it was created on the first day of creation. So a person should go ahead and learn from here that we need to be maschil in the beginning, the week itself, it has Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah doesn't need the Koch Shabbos beforehand. And we're mamish like Bria Chadasha, Naya Bria, when it comes to the Shabbos and really into next week, into Rosh Hashanah. But another idea is as to the koach of Rosh Hashanah, really, that it doesn't need the Shabbos beforehand because it itself is its own bria. It doesn't need something to give it the koach. So that's just one idea to start off the night. So we know the psukim in Parshas Nitzavim start off Perek Tes Psukim Tes Tu Yud Aleph Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. That you're all standing this day before Hashem, your God, the leaders of your tribes, your elders, your officers, every man of Israel. your young children, your women, your, and the ger, the convert who is within your camp, both your woodcutters and your water drawers. Everyone was there. When this speech was happening, every single person of Klal Yisrael was present. There wasn't anyone who wasn't invited. There wasn't anybody who decided not to show up. Everyone was in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Le'avrocha bivris Adonai Lohecha v'alasa asher Adonai Lohecha k'risim chayim. What was this all about? So what's this speech? It's for the bris, for this bris, to renew this covenant, to have this bris, that you may enter into a covenant with Hashem and to his oath, which Hashem is making with you this day. That you should keep the Torah, and you should follow in its ways. So a couple ideas we need to bring down here and understand. V'atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. What's the importance of atem nitzavim, of everyone being there? Why did everyone have to be there? So if you look in the Abarbanel is a beautiful parish here. It's not one of the classic Perushim that you'll hear quoted on this, but there are others that are often quoted. But it was very striking to me. I thought it was very interesting. So the Arnel says, Amnam lama bachar Moshe Rabbeinu shia shama ha'anashim va'anashim va'atafigirin. Why specifically now did Moshe choose that everyone should be there along with the children and the converts and the women, etc.? V'hinei lo zachezeh b'bris v'yishom lo naseh kezeh. Parshios ago, when the first bris was mentioned, so in Re'eh, and I think in earlier, so there was never, not everybody was there. It doesn't mention atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, that everybody was there. So hinei b'yir b'dvar b'tzarech ha'ma'amid. So we need to go ahead and explain as follows. V'hu shemoshe l'fi shaya dato l'hachnis b'bris ha'hu, ratzer rishona lomar lehem atam re'item kol mini ha'akum asher hayu b'mitzrayim b'midjam b'mov v'eret sichon v'og. He starts off by telling them before he's about to tell them renew this bris and start this mention this bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Bnei Yisrael is going to have. You saw a lot of bad things, Bnei Yisrael. You saw what happened in Mitzrayim. You witnessed it. You saw Midian. You saw Moab. You saw Eretz Yichon Oig. You saw terrible Avodah Zarahs, terrible people, the way they behaved, the way they acted. V'yehesh b'hem anashim chacham menavonim. And amongst you, there's a lot of very wise people. V'ula yeh b'lev adam yikem safek b'shmir samitzvus. Maybe one of you, members of Klal Yisrael, after witnessing so many other ways of living in the world without serving God, with the way that we do with the Torah, you're going to go ahead and try to, you know, think that maybe they're right. Maybe one of the other groups of people, other nations that we saw have it right. And as Jews and then keeping Torah mitzvahs, we have it wrong. So he says you're going to have a suffix shmir mitzvah, a taina. You're going to have a taina. And so he says, therefore, I don't want any of you speaking about this privately. This isn't going to be a private matter that's going to happen on your back porch that you're going to talk about. It's going to be by the water cooler. It's going to be something that people, you know, isn't going to be discussed in public. Judaism, Moshe is telling us here, is not something that is hidden. We don't hide our questions. We don't hide our religion. L'kach l'chein katzafti kulchem polif ne Hashem v'im yesh b'lev adam mikem kekoton kegodo sofek otino machshava b'inyan akum yefarsim osam ikon. The Abarbanel says, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered them all together to tell them, this isn't just me preaching to you. This is a collective conversation. This is all of us here together witnessing and having an open, real-life, person-to-person interaction. You have concerns, you have issues, you have problems, you don't understand, you think maybe a sfeikus about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, now's the time to ask, because I'm reminding you about the bris. Now's the time to ask, because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when you don't keep the Torah and mitzvahs. So you have a kasha, ask in front of everybody. Don't just keep it to yourself. Don't just mention it to your friend, and don't just talk about it amongst the group. Mention it in front of all Klal Yisrael. Atim nitzavim hayom kulchem. Talk in front of everybody. We're all here. It's an open floor. We can say it was Moshe Rabbeinu calling the first town hall meeting in the world. We have town halls now all the time. You have town halls at work. You have town halls for shuls. You have town hall for this and that. Open forum. Moshe Rabbeinu had an open forum. That's the Abarbanel's pshat. That's why everyone was there. Before Moshe Rabbeinu departs and leaves Klal Yisrael, he wants to make sure he clarifies any suffix and discusses any issue anyone has. So he brings them all together. Beautiful idea from the Abarbanel. And he says also that the lashon of the lashon atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. So he said, "Rotzel lomar kavanas biaskem po haisa kdei lavo levikuach v'hiskomus imi shirotzel lihisvakech ne Hashem bein shiyesh sar v'gadol b'Yisrael." Says the purpose here is bring your arguments forward. bring your issues forward, and he quotes that that's the word of hisyatzvus is the lashon of yikuach. He quotes a kol psukim to say that it means the same thing. It doesn't just mean to stand straight, but it also means to argue, to bring forth your questions and your arguments. That's one idea from the Abarba now. Another idea I want to bring down from Rav Karlenstein here, and a sefer, Eitzos Lischus Bedin B'Yamim Narayim. I don't think you get a better title than that. Pieces of advice and ways that you can be zeichet, a good din in Yamim Narayim. It's a good title for a sefer. So written by Rav Karlenstein from Eretz Yisrael, he writes as follows, he quotes from Rav Yecheskel Lowenstein, Zatzal. Hevi Sham Lefarish Befiyas, he quotes the Medrash on Nitzav, Matim Nitzav Mayom Kulchem. Upasik Zeh Kail Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar brings down that this pasuk, the word, the Hayom, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, that you're standing here today, is talking about Rosh Hashanah. He says as follows, Nirmaz Bezeh. There's a remez here, that what? Nirmaz Bezeh, Di'im Atem Kulchem, Yachad, Azeh Atem Nitzavim, V'yechulin Atem Lama Bedin. You want to know how to go ahead and stand as Nitzavim? You want to know how to be standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, properly Bedin? It's if you're Kulchem. If you are together, if there's achdus, if there's unity, if there's a klal, then you're going to be able to be nitzavim. Ad kan daito. Chayin ze kosov gan kim b'seif harachin. Arvei nachal parshat nitzavim ayin sham. Chayin yesh lohosif al pasif yatam v'rikim ha-shem kandachim chayin kuchem hayom. Shev gam kim romiz al rosh hashanah. Chayin mashmo mimena sh'anu omrim pasif zeb esilchaz ar sashat suyas musov shal rosh hashanah. V'nir vizad di'im atzeb b'vchinas chulchem. If klaisro zochem irtz Hashem this year on rosh hashanah. To be in a state of kulchem. Mitzvah Hashem will be davening in a shul, in an outdoor minyan, or in a tent. But we'll be able to be together if we're able to, it's safe and healthy for the person on an individual level to go. So then, and even if you're davening at home, but you have a certain connection to Kala Yisrael, to the Tzibur, Azi Chaim Kulchem Hayom. Kim Shaykh Adam Lakal, Azi Mamela Gamhu Bechlal Haftachash Nitna Klal Bezoich Abedin. Because if a person is Shaykh to the Klal, then they're going to be zochet to the haftacha, to the promise that they're going to have a good din. And this is, he explains his idea more. I'll just say it outside. He says that a person really wants to know that they're going to have a good din on Rosh Hashanah, that they're going to have a good judgment. So on Rosh Hashanah, one day is brought down as a din of Rafia, one day is brought down as a din of Kasha. One day is a soft judgment, one's a hard judgment. The harsh judgment, I forgot which day is which. I think the first day is the harsh judgment in the Zohar. I'm not really into I don't understand these things so much, but I just see them quoted in Zohar or hear them. But the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I think, is a din of kasha, and that's when a person is judged as an individual. And when you're judged as an individual, so yeah, we're going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hopefully, we'll be confident that we'll be zocha b'din in all the zechus we have. But we're scared. We have a pachad. We have an ema. We have a yira. But the second day of Rosh Hashanah is a dina rafia. It's a weaker. It's a lighter judgment. Why? Because that's the day that the tzibur is judged. It's not judged on a yachid. Individual level. Rather, it's judged that Klal Yisrael is judged on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's why you could have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaRichta, even Eretz Yisrael, Hokasha, why exactly have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? But the second day of Rosh Hashanah is a day that the Tzibur is judged. And what is Tzibur? Tzibur is brought down by the Megala Amukos, Tzadikim, Beinonim, and Rishayim. That you have everyone together. You have the Tzadikim of the Jewish people, you have the Beinonim, and you have the Rishayim. And if we're all together, even the Rishayim, we don't leave them out. We're all together. We mamish make up the Tzibur. And we're together. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go ahead and you're going to be a klal. You're going to go ahead and you're going to be able to be kulchem. Then you're going to be zochet to a good din. And the reason is because there's a haftacha that Bnei Yisrael is never going to disappear. We're always going to be around. We're not going anywhere as a nation. Whether Chaim Bash is going to go somewhere, or someone else is going to go somewhere and not be here next year, chas v'shalom, that's a kasha. B'nai Yisrael is going to be here next year. B'nai Yisrael is going to be here in 100 years. B'nai Yisrael is going to be here and Mashiach is going to come. So the question is, what are we going to do? If we make ourselves, as it's to say it beautifully, if we make the tzibur, if we make the tzibur dependent upon us, and that the tzibur needs us, then we're going to have to be zocha to a good din. Because if the tzibur needs us, then we're needed around, even if I'm not needed as a yachid, because I'm not zocha to a good din. But if the tzibur needs me, because of I'm oiskim mitzarchei tzibur, because what I do for the tzibur, and the tzibur relies on me, Klal Yisrael needs me, and Klal Yisrael is going to have a good judgment, then I'm going to be brought along with that good judgment as well. So that's all built into this pasuk right here. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. This hayom, this day of Rosh Hashanah, you want to be nitzavim, you want to be able to stand before our Kadosh Baruch Hu in confidence and know that you're going to have a good din, then you need to be kulchem. You need to do things. And then this is also, I think, the Altar of Kelm and his base medrash had the pasuk. Everybody has different oshitevas, what Elul is, there's many of them. So Elul ani dodi v'dodi li, eslavacho, eslavazarecho. So a lot of different ones brought down. One that's not so famous is Ish Lirei Ehu Umatonos Lavionim. Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, the pasuk from Megillas Esther. But not so much Matonos Lavionim. Matonos Lavionim, yeah, we should give tzedakah. Tzedakah tzatzil mimavis. Tzedakah is amazing zechus. Tshuva tefillah tzedakah ma'avir nesra'ag zero. So yeah, Ish Lirei Ehu Matonos Lavionim. But the Alter Mei Kelm said Ish Lirei Ehu was the ikker. Ish Lirei Ehu, to go ahead and to create a close connection amongst our friends and those who we're not friends with, but amongst Klal Yisrael, to go ahead and to foster a sense of achdus, a sense of love, to pick up the phone and call someone who you haven't talked to in a while and say, hey, I was just thinking about you, I haven't talked to you, have a Shana Tova Masuka, I just wanted to see how things are going, how are the last few months, how have things been, to knock on someone's door and ask them what they're doing, if they need help with something for Rosh Hashanah, okay, stay social distant, wear the masks, whatever we have to do, but we should go ahead and we should try to create that, because Ein Melech Below Am. And the greater the Rosh Hashanah, the greater the Rosh Hashanah can be, will be dependent upon how great as a nation we are. The more connected we are as Jews, the more of an Am we are, the more of a nation and unity there is amongst Klal Yisrael, the more greater the glorification and the mamlich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we'll be able to do on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that was a little bit of a tangent side topic that's connecting to Rosh Hashanah next week, Meretz Hashem. But really, from our parsha of Atam Nitzav Hayom Kulchem. So that's the idea from Rav Karl Einstein. So moving on to the next Makar. So the Perek Lamed tells us, Amal Hashem Eslavavcha Veslavav Zarecha L'Avos Aner L'Echa V'Cholavavcha V'Chol Nashecha L'Man Chayecha. Okay, one of the kipsuk, and I was going to have one of the mefarshim on it, but I decided to not include it. But next we have these psukim, psukim yud aleph through yud aleph, which tell us the following: Ki hamitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleshi mimcha v'lo rechokehi lo v'shamayim hi lemar miyale lanu v'shamayim v'yikacheh ha lanu v'yashmienu osa v'nasena v'lo me'ever ha'layam hi lemar miyaver lanu as el aver hayam vi kache halano vi shmeno osav nasana ki karva lo chadar ro be picha va chalasosa. Right, so this mitzvah which Hashem commands us on this day, it's not hidden, it's not far away, it's not in the shemayim that you should say who's going to go up to the shemayim and get it for us, or to tell us that to tell it to us so that we can fulfill it. It's not on the other side of the ocean or the sea, beyond the sea, so that you should say who's going to cross and then go get the mitzvah for us, and so that we can do it. Rather, says the pasuk, the Torah is telling us, "Beficha uvilvocha la'asosu." This mitzvah, it's mamish in your mouth, in your heart, so that you can fulfill it. It's more than on your fingertips. It's not just on your fingertips. You have a saying in English: "It's on your fingertips. It's right there. It's so easy." No. It's more than that. It's on your mouth. It's on your mouth, and it's in your heart. It's there already. You don't need a. It's already part of you. So, what mitzvah are we talking about? So this is a classic machlokas between Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban. So Rashi in Lo Bashamayim, he says, She'ilu Haisa Bashamayim, Haisa Tzarech, La'alos Acharev Lomda, that if it was in heaven, and you see it from the other Rashis, right, I think the Rashi right after, that if the Torah was in heaven, you would have to climb after it in order to learn it. That's what the Gemara in Erevin says. That the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is something that a person might have I can't do it, it's too hard, it's me'ir le'yam for me, it's v'shamayim, it's, I don't connect with it. No, Torah is telling us, it's testifying, Hashem is telling us, it's not true. B'ficho v'vachol ha'saisa. And that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, he quotes this pasuk, Kasuv b'tar lo b'shamayim hi, v'lo me'ir le'yam hi, lo b'shamayim hi, lo b'gasei ha'ruach hi, mitzuyo v'lo b'mahach hi, me'ir le'yam hi, l'fikach ha'mir chachamim, lo kol amarbe b'schor mit'machim, v'tzavo chachamim ha'mimach b'esek v'asuk b'tar. He says that clearly the Rambam is understanding this pasuk to be talking about, and this mitzvah to be talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that Chazal say that not everyone who's involved in business is going to become wise, and that the Chacham also told us that you shouldn't be involved in business so much and you should learn Torah, but that it's not found in, you know, don't say it's not found in you know, all these kinds of things. It's beficha v'achla asaisa. The Ramban, so Rashi and the Rambam on the same opinion. They hold that what? This mitzvah is Talmud Torah. The mitzvah that the Torah is telling us is V'ficho v'vachal asos is Talmud Torah. The Ramban has a different understanding. So the Ramban says that Moshe didn't, you know, in the brackets here, in the explanation from Art Scroll, tells us that Moshe seemingly hasn't instructed Bnei Yisrael about any specific commandments. So what is he referring to? Says the Ramban, V'tam ki ha-mitzvah zos ha-kol ha-Torah kula. First, the Ramban says the meaning of this commandment, ha-mitzvah ha-zos, it must be talking about the entire Torah. But he rejects this, and it offers another alternative. He says, V'anachon, but the most sound understanding is, ki ha-kol ha-Torah yomar, that in reference to all the Torah, it would say, kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavacha hayom. All the commandments that I command you today, meaning it's plural, all the commandments. Aval ha-mitzvah ha-zos, but the expression that this commandment, it seems, would indicate it's al ha-tshuva niskeres. It's talking about tshuva, which was mentioned a few psukim earlier. V'shafta, the pasuk of a couple of psukim earlier, mentions of returning to Hashem. Ki ha-shivo se'el v'vecha v'shafta ha-shem lo'kecha mitzvah. Because this idea of turning towards Hashem is a mitzvah. She'itzav osan l'asos kein. Okay, so the Ramban says, he doesn't even really address, right here at least, he doesn't address that it's Talmud Torah. He says maybe it's the whole Torah, or no, even better, it's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. So we know whether the mitzvah of tshuva or not, whether there is a mitzvah of tshuva or not is a discussion, whether it's just the mitzvah is only vidui, or there's no mitzvah at all. A whole discussion, is it counted as one of the Tariq mitzvahs to do teshuva? Clearly the Ramban over here is assuming it is. But the question is, and this idea I heard and it really blew me away. The question is, is tshuva that easy? Or Talmud Torah? But let's talk about tshuva. The Ramban is saying that this pasuk is talking about tshuva, kibificho v'vachal asoso. It's a very easy mitzvah. It's in your heart and it's on your mouth. So, is that true? So if it's true, why don't we change so easily, and why aren't there even more Balei Tshuva? Why aren't people flocking towards the Beis Medrash all day to learn and to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why aren't there more people in the world who are not, you know, Orthodox, who then want to be Orthodox if Tshuva is that easy? So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains that the concept of Hergel is a very powerful force. And what a person is accustomed to and what's routine, what they're used to, so that's what makes it very difficult to change, and we know that, right? We're creatures of habit, and so doing things, you know, by routine, and that's part of the nature of being a human being, is what makes changing and teshuva, because that's what teshuva is. It's returning to Hashem. It's changing our ways to go back to Hashem from wherever we are and whatever level we're at. That's going to be a very difficult thing to do. So then, how do we understand this even further? If we have this, we're built in with this concept of hergel, that we're habitual people, and we know how hard it is to change our ways, especially as we get older. Every year, it gets harder and harder as we get older. We're setting our ways even more and more. So how is this considered something easy? So, says Rapam, a beautiful, beautiful idea. Rapam explains that it's not that tshuva is easy. The Torah is not telling us tshuva is an easy thing to do. You're going to wake up one morning, I'm not gonna say any Lashon Hara today. I'm gonna have Kavanah with all my brachos. I'm gonna learn every free second that I can. That's not what the Torah is telling us. Rather, what the Torah is telling us here, says Rapam, is a yesod in teshuva. How to do teshuva. You wanna know how to do teshuva? To get past the difficulty of doing teshuva, start with something easy. That's what the Torah is telling us. Do something that's easy for you. Do something that's meaningful and not hard for you. Something you like doing. A mitzvah you can connect to. An avera that's easy for you not to do, then stay even further away from it. Something, you're a guy who's friendly, so smile at one more person that day. And cheer him up. Go ahead and start getting closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, doing chesed, doing mitzvahs, Torah, everything, with something that's easy for you. Something that's beficho v'vavcha la'asoso. Something that's mamish on your heart and on your mouth, that's easy for you as an individual to do. And that's what the Torah is telling us. Not that tshuva is so easy, but rather, how you want to be successful in your teshuva, choose something that's easy for you to start with, baby steps we can call them, and little by little, You'll build from one block to another, to another, to another, and you will get there. It's a beautiful varapam. Don't start something big. I think they say, I don't know, I've heard the story about different gedolim, but that his Kabbalah one year in Rosh Hashanah was, they found it in a piece of paper in his Gemara. They wrote down, this year is one Kabbalah was, I'm going to bench from a bencher. I'm not going to say benching baal peh out loud. I'm always going to have a bencher when I, to try to have more kavana. And that was the Kabbalah he accepted upon himself for Rosh Hashanah. I think, I forgot, heard it in the name of a few gedolim. I forgot, I don't know which one it really happened to him. Might have happened to more than one. Who knows? Maybe that's why. But you start with something easy, and that's easy for you to do. And that's what the Torah is telling us here. The second idea, though, as to why tshuva could be easy, my Rebbe once suggested, Rav Koningsberg, Rav Yaakov Koningsberg, he said that tshuva is hard. Completing the process of tshuva is hard. But the essence of understanding what tshuva encompasses, which is step one, is easy. And what is that essence? What is it that we need to understand in order to go ahead and to be shafta ad Hashem lakecha? It's that if we're really honest with ourselves and we think and realize how much potential we really have, so it can make us feel guilty, but we shouldn't have those thoughts. We shouldn't have bad thoughts. We shouldn't have negative thoughts. We should realize how much we can do and accomplish. And the first step to do tshuva is to be honest with ourselves and realize that we can do so much more and better than we are. That's easy. And people often don't do that. That's step one to tshuva. Step one to tshuva is if a person doesn't have the self-confidence and believe that he can do better, so there's nowhere to even start. He's not even going to get off the ground. He's not moving. But if you have that belief, which we all know we can have if we think about it, that's an easy thought to have because we know it's MS. We know it's true. If we think about, you know, our day and our week, how much more we could have accomplished. So there's always more to do, and we could always do more, and that's easy. The mechanics of how to do it, not easy. But step one of tshuva, Rav Koningsberg suggested, that's not something that's hard. That the essence of understanding and being honest with yourself, that you can do more and you can do better, that's something that a person can do. And it's not so hard. Just a couple ideas on those psukim there. So the last idea for tonight, and we'll quote from Rav Moshe Feinstein. So this... We mentioned in the Hakdama that the Psukim tell us about the importance of going ahead and choosing Bechira, choosing life. And the Psukim tell us that Hashem commanded us to do all these, you know, to do mitzvahs and to do the right things. And it starts off. See, Rei Nasat is very similar to Rei in Parshas Rei. Behold, I put before you life and good and death and bad. And at the end, so the pasuk says in pasuk Yitzes, Paraglam pasuk Yitzes, Haydoisi b'achem, Hayu Ames Hashemim v'Esaretz, Hachayim v'Amavas Nasat Lefanecha Brachu V'Aklava Uvacharta b'Chayim Lantichiyat Tav Zarecha. This day I call upon the heaven and the earth as witnesses. So the Shemayim and the Aretz are going to be witnesses. They're going to be witnesses that I warned you, that Hashem warned Klal Yisrael, that I set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. You should choose life so that you and your offspring will live. Now, just a very basic question here is, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really need to tell us to choose life? I mean, he's told us what life is. It's like Lamashal. A person starts a job, and at orientation, they tell you everything you need to do to be a good employee. And everything you need to do to be professional and responsible and communicative and all the qualities you should have to be a quality asset for the company you're working for and to be a productive worker. And at the end of the week, would someone come over to you and say, now you tell me, should you do everything we told you to do this week or should you choose not to? What is the Torah going ahead and telling us to v'charta v'chayim? Obviously we should choose chayim. That's a pashut question here. Chayim means Hashem. Chayim means Torah. Chayim means mitzvahs. So you should choose life? Is a person really going to have a doubt in their mind what they should choose after the Torah is telling us that what Chayim is? So that's one question that's brought down. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes ahead and gives us a pshat. So he says as follows.
So
Torah already told us, if you don't do good, you don't do chayim, then you're going to die. And they're opposites of one another. V'nira, debal lamdeinu devechira betov shehu b'chayim, tia b'mida kazu sheyushba gamal zar v'hat talmidim. Ramosha tells us, and Darish Moshe, that when the Torah tells us v'charta v'chayim, it's not that you should just do good for yourself, but rather you should do good that it will impact and influence your children and your students. Because sometimes there are people in the world, Moshe says, that will be mekayim the Torah, but don't have a hashpah, don't have an influence, don't have an impact on others. Social impact these days, a big buzzword out there in the corporate world. You want to have an impact in this life. Not social impact, that's nice. But in our context, in Torah, you want to have a hashpah on others. And so he says, "Kasher mekayim rak mipnei shemuchach mishum shemamim b'Hashem toreso aval nikar mikiyumo shein lo anav v'simcha mizeh." Right? If a person just does it robotically, he just has to keep Torah mitzvahs because that's what I got to do. So you know, then it's going to be clear that that's why they're doing it. He's not going to enjoy it. He's not going to have simcha. He's not going to have hanoah from it. The kasher kiyum mitzvahs ayado hu ba'ofen zeh harei makalkozar. He's going to mess his children up. A person as a father, he goes ahead, he comes home Friday night, then, oh, it's Shabbos, I can't wait for Sunday to watch the ball game. I can't wait for Shabbos to be over so that I could watch a movie, or I can't wait for Shabbos to be over so I could go ahead and then be back on my phone to waste another few hours of my life. So, what are your kids gonna think? That's gonna be makalkal them. You're gonna do mitzvahs, yeah, you're gonna keep Shabbos. But the attitude you have towards it, it's gonna be destructive. Shiomer Shahim Inlam Koach Gvura Kazu Luchbosh Yitzram. The Torah says she yasek kiyum mitzvahs to cover the Torah v'simcha limud the Torah v'simcha gedola mishum shirak zeh hu ikar chiyusu v'hana also. And the keeping the Torah, it has to be done properly. We think we spoke about this last week. Also the simcha, yeah, the fact that the klolos in Bechukosai, it's 2 weeks ago maybe, that it needs to be they're going to happen because you weren't sameach in your avodas Hashem, and shirak zo ikar chiyusa okay v'imikayim etar hamitzvos besimchaze yashpia harbe gamaz arotimiro. But Moshe says you want to know how to go ahead and be mashpia on your children. You want to know how to mechanech your children. The way to be mechanech your children is to be happy when you do Torah mitzvos, because when your kids see that which you're happy, when your kids see that which is important to you, that which you like to do, that which you enjoy doing, that which you have pictures up in your house of, not that in your living room you have a huge picture of, the Yankees championships from when they were actually good back in the day, 1998 and whatever. But no, you have much more than that. You have pictures of the Gedolim, you have pictures of your Svarim, you fill your TV box. I once saw a case for where a TV should be, and it was filled with Svarim, and it was great. It was like, that's mamish, like, that's not just a bookcase with Svarim. It's mamish replacing the TV with the Svarim. So, you want to go ahead, and you want to be mashpia on your children, that's what uvacharta v'chaim is, says Ramosha. Obviously, we all know on our own individual levels to choose chaim, to choose life. But to go ahead and to choose it in a way that is going to have an impact on others, in a way to choose the Torah and mitzvahs in a simchadik way, in a hanadik way that we enjoy, we pleasure, we're not just doing it mechanically, that will be able to be mashpia on our students, on our friends, on our peers, on our colleagues, on our children, on our wives. That's what the Torah is telling us in Vayu Uvacharta V'chaim. We'll just conclude as well in Uvacharta V'chaim. This year, if you think about it, so just to be alive is something that we maybe aren't taking as much for granted as we did last year, after seeing what's happened over the last several months. But the question is, what type of chayim is the Torah talking about? And when we say on Rosh Hashanah, which we're just going to say in like a week, almost, Zachrein l'chayim el chofetz v'chayim chasin v'sefer chayim l'man chayim, we talk about chayim, chayim, chayim all the time. I have to thank my parents for giving me the name. But what exactly is this chayim? Is the chayim just a chayim to like be alive and to live another year? No. The goal of life isn't just to be alive another year, to be healthy another year, to be able to have fun in life another year. It's to live a life of meaning. It's to live a life of purpose. It's to live a life of pitaro mitzvahs, it's to live a life to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we say, whenever we're asking for chayim, yeah, of course we're going to daven for health, because without health, you have nothing. But why do we want good health? Why do we want to live another year? Why do we want to make it from this Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah? It's not just to be able to live another year. You can take Uvacharta v'chaim, you can take Zachin al-Chaim, and if you just take it too simply, as a pashtun, and you just understand life, I just want to be alive, you miss the whole point. Hashem doesn't just want us to be alive. He wants us to be alive in order that we can serve Him and live another year of meaning, of purpose, of keeping Torah, keeping mitzvahs, of tshuva, of getting closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. So, mitzvah Hashem, we should all have a beautiful Shabbos, this last Shabbos of Tashim Pei. And as the Chasam Sofer said, if any of you want it, I can forward it to you. Let me know. Tashim Pei Aleph, I mean, we have a week left still. It's not over yet. We have a lot left. As we saw, Shabbos can have so much koach, and every day really does. But Tashim Pei Aleph as a year is a collective year, because you can't really replace the whole... it's supposed to be an even better a better year next year, Mitzvah Hashem. And we should have a beautiful Shabbos this Shabbos. And thank you all, Shkoyach, on listening. Thank you for being part of the Chabura throughout the year. It's Mamish Ben Mechazik, me, a tremendous Allah has been Mechayiv to myself in terms of, it's Thursday, if I haven't prepared yet, I've got to find the time today to prepare. Other times, Baruch Hashem, most weeks I had time earlier in the week. But, you know, it's been great. The Mitzvah Hashem will continue, at least, you know, to finish, hopefully, the Parshio cycle. I think the next few weeks, I don't know if there's so many Parshios, we have to, like, figure out what to do. We'll think about it, we'll stay tuned and keep you posted. But, thank you, Shkoyach, all listening. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you.